I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, February 11th. And Burns, let's begin with the big aviation news for Stillwater, North Central Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, it's big news, Kelly. We're delighted to welcome American Airlines to Stillwater, Oklahoma. Stillwater will connect, or American's going to connect Stillwater and Dallas-Fort Worth Airport with two daily departures and two daily arrivals. This is a huge deal for Stillwater and for OSU, for our students, our faculty, and staff. I think it'll be a big economic development boost to the Stillwater area. Of course, from DFW, travelers can connect to nonstop flights all across the U.S. and around the world, I think 200 locations. The service is set to start August 23rd, and many people have worked on this long and hard to make this a reality. We've had a lot of help from Governor Mary Fallon, as well as Senator Jim Inhofe and U.S. Representative Frank Lucas. Governor Fallon and Representative Lucas are OSU grads, and Jim Inhofe is married to an OSU grad and has been a wonderful supporter of the school for many years on a number of fronts. We also had many other state and local officials with us at Friday's announcement. Gary Ridley, the Secretary of Transportation, was a huge help in this whole thing. Joe Weaver, who's with the university, Senior Vice President, and also just on the City Council of Stillwater. So, success has a lot of parents, but these truly were part of it. We're going to be able to reduce our travel costs and improve efficiencies here at the university. And we just think it's going to open a lot of exciting opportunities for OSU's highly regarded flight and aerospace engineering programs. So we want to welcome American Airlines to Stillwater. We have more than 2,600 students in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who are from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and another over 2,000 international students who are going to have a much easier access to flights abroad.
And Burns, the OSU Museum of Art continues to fly high, if you will, with its New York project.
We do. In fact, this is the second installment of the New York project, and it's the OSU Museum of Art has opened this Richard Tuttle a print retrospective exhibit. The exhibition brings one of the nation's most significant working artists to Oklahoma. We held a reception with Richard Tuttle on Monday night. The show will run from May 7th at the museum's art gallery in downtown Stillwater. This is really a very important exhibition, and it really is putting our museum on the map and Oklahoma on the map for contemporary art. As I say, this was the second. The first was the Rosenquist exhibition. There's several more coming, and we're delighted to be able to bring this art, this kind of art, to Oklahoma and to our university. Not much chance to see this kind of thing in Oklahoma, and we're going to be a hub for this.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.